Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. I love it when Bob talks about his family, especially the get-togethers he does with them. Date night with his amazing wife, Patty, weekly Zoom calls with his son, Sam, or special occasions like this sibling getaway that he discusses on this episode. It makes me think about my own family, interacting with the ones that I see a lot in a different way, or maybe doing outreach with the ones that I don't see very often. I hope this encourages you to do the same, because families aren't always perfect, but they're always family. And sometimes penguins. Enjoy.
I watched The Sound of Music with my brother and sisters. Did I tell you about this?
No, you did.
Okay, so we went away to Hilton Head together. I told you that story. Mm-hmm. The first night that we were all together, not the first night, the first night they all just arrived, but the first night that we were all, had all been in the space, I mentioned The Sound of Music to my sister Kim, and she lit up. I mean, she was just like, oh, I love that movie so much. It's one of my favorite movies. And I mentioned it to my brother John, and he had almost the same reaction. And so I'm like, all right, I got the three of us out of the six that love the movie, even though I know two of the others also did. I'm going to just put it on. And so we put it on and we watched the whole thing.
Okay, so wait. Three of you love the movie.
And actually, as it turned out, I only asked three, but I confirmed that three loved before I bought the movie.
Okay.
Then Joni and Jane also said, oh, I love this movie too. We all went to see this movie.
And what about the sixth?
The sixth was not born when we all saw the movie. This was the thing, okay? So I was 6 years old when I saw The Sound of Music in the movie theaters in Bangor, Maine. Okay, we were visiting the Aramita family, which were Amway distributor friends of my parents, staying in their house. They had kids that were of compatible age to us. So five of us go up there and they go, hey, let's go to the movies. We don't get to the movies very much. That may have been the first movie I actually saw in a movie theater. And we all go, and I'm enchanted. It's a story of six kids, or seven kids, and they all sing. And I'm looking at my four siblings thinking, we could probably do that. And so we kind of developed this fantasy about this movie, and we actually got to watch it together as old people in South Carolina just
about
a month ago.
And that was before The Partridge Family. You guys could have been The Partridge Family.
Well, you know, Brady Bunch, Partridge Family, those were staples in my household because those were our sister families. You know, they were like, we could relate to them. We traveled around and sang together. You know, we were a mixed family. You know, we weren't actually, my mom had six of us, all six of us. But we ended up being a blended family of sorts after they got divorced. But that was a whole different messy something.
Sometimes it felt, I would imagine with five siblings, you feel like you don't want them to be related to you. You want some of them to be adopted at some point or like from a different family.
It would be interesting. I think that would actually be interesting because I think there are certain things that unite us that I think have weatherproofed us or have allowed us to get through the struggles of life and still be a family. And I would really like to see what that would be like if you introduced a stranger, a cousin Oliver, if you would, into the mix and then see how that worked. Because usually we just eat strangers alive. I mean, when they show up in our presence, it's hard. You have to have thick skin. You would do great with my family because...
Well, I drove all the way up there and then I chickened out and I drove back because I was like, oof. I don't know if I'm going to fit in.
I would have loved that. I would have, you know, I introduced the concept of bringing microphones up to talk to people. And I thought it would be really fun to grab some moments. But it turned out to be actually a little bit more of a personal time for us. It was really us just reconnecting because we hadn't really connected like this before.
What was the first time ever that you six? It was just the six of you?
Yes.
Or at least in a while.
No, it was the first time. It was the six. I mean, we've gone out to a meal as the six of us, but we've never gone away as just the six of us. We went away with my dad and his girlfriend one time to Vermont, where it was just the six of us, my dad and his girlfriend. But it was still, they were involved there, and it was the focus. It was my dad's 60th birthday, which is kind of interesting since I'm 60 now. I'm looking back and wow, that was quite a while ago. So yeah, it was a first. And it was interesting because we thought we were going to be in a relatively reasonable sized house, ended up being in a 5-story mansion with an elevator and an infinity pool overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. It was amazing and fun and too fast. I mean, the joy I felt when they arrived, I couldn't even measure it. And I couldn't measure the pain I felt when they left either. Cause it was like, oh, we were all here. And then it was like, poof.
Done.
Yeah. And then I was left to clean up the space. I was going, I mean, they were great. They did all the things they were supposed to, but I literally took me an hour and a half after they left to get everything organized so that I could leave too. But it worth it. Totally worth it.
Yeah, you got these pile of robes that you stole over here. That's nice. Do I get one of those?
Oh, I found something in every room. I found that somebody left something in every room, not like intentionally, like a gift, just forgot it or just didn't address it. So, hey, it was a fun, interesting thing to travel through. I was weeping the whole time after they had left just because I hate goodbyes. You know, that's the worst thing for me. I'm a crier. And so I had a good weep on that one. And then I'll laugh and love and smile when I see them again. And then the next time they leave, I'll do the same thing. That's how I roll.
I know. You're always.
I'm sensitive. I'm a human. I like being human. That's my preference. I'd rather feel it.
I mean, it beats the alternative.
Yeah, what is the alternative?
The opposite of human
is
penguin.
Oh.
What? That,
I don't like thinking the cute little penguins are the opposite of us.
What? It's not a bad thing. Have you met some humans?
I've met humans. Yeah, you're right.
Some of them are not
you're
great.
Right. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Nick is right. Some humans are like anti-penguins. Some are even anti-puffins. Those are real beasts. But most of the people I encounter on a daily basis are kind and caring and decent. Just like penguins and puffins, and not coincidentally, koalas. So keep that in mind as you traverse the human jungle. It takes all kinds of animals to make this thing work. I realized that I just totally failed to tie this episode up in a neat little bow, and I've decided to be okay with that. I hope you are too. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. Thanks for listening.